If you have your Bibles, please turn to the book of 1 Samuel.
请大家打开圣经，翻到撒母耳记上。
The book of 1 Samuel, chapter 1. We're going to read from verse 1 to 20.
第一章，我们会读从第一节到第二十节。
Because of time, I will ask Emily to just read it in Chinese.
因为时间的缘故，我们就只读中文。以法莲山地的拉马索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏弗的玄孙，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗汉的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名提尼拿。提尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。这人每年从本城上到示罗，敬拜祭祀万军之耶和华。在那里有以利的两个儿子何胡尼、非尼哈，当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮尼拿和皮尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿，无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育。皮尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他的对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，皮尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。她丈夫以利加拿对她说：“哈拿啊，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？”他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来。祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁边坐在自己的位上，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：“万军之耶和华啊，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。”哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。以利对他说：“你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。”哈拿回答说：“主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意。不要将婢女看作不正经的女子，我因被人激动愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。”以利说：“你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。”哈拿说：“愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。”于是妇人走去吃饭，面上再不带愁容了。次日清早，他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕，日期满足，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒摩尔，说：“这是我从耶和华那里求来的。”
Let's pray.
让我们起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask right now that the Holy Spirit may enlighten our minds so that we can understand your word.
天父，我们祈求你现在用你的圣灵来光照我们的心，让我们能明白你的话语。
We pray for that the living word of God may speak into all of our hearts and may convict us of our lives.
主啊，求你用你活着的话语对我们每一个人的心说话，让我们知道我们过着怎样的生活。
So that we may continue to see what a great God we have.
让我们继续地看到我们有一位多么大有能力的主。
And also to see what a personal and loving God we have.
也让我们看到我们的主是多么的体贴我们，多么的爱我们。
So we thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
我们如此祷告，是奉我主耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
Now the Bible in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 defines faith as the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen.
希伯来书第十一章第一节给了我们一个对信的定义，信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。
It means that faith is the hope that we have in something or someone that even though we cannot see or feel or hear or touch, but yet we have this hope.
我们的信心关于的就是我们的一种希望。这种希望不是建立在我们能看、能听或者能触摸到的，相反却是看不见的。
And this hope is ultimately in our Lord Jesus Christ alone.
而且我们这样的希望，终极是建立在主耶稣基督的身上。
Now as Christians, we believe that we are saved by faith, by grace through the precious faith in our Lord Jesus, because no one is capable of saving himself, since no one is without sin.
作为基督徒，我们相信我们是因信称义，是靠着神的恩典得救，因为我们当中没有一个人是无罪的。
That's why Ephesians 2 verse 8 to 9 said, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
这也就是为什么以弗所书二章八到九节这样说，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
But what happens when we are saved already? What happens when we become a Christian?
在我们得救之后又发生了什么呢？我们作为基督徒之后又发生了什么事情呢？
And once you are saved, Christians are called to continue to live their lives in continued faith in Christ.As 2 Corinthians 5:7 said, we live by faith each day, not by sight.
在我们得救之后，上帝吩咐我们要在主耶稣基督里过着一种有持续信心的生活，正如哥林多后书五章七节所说，因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
Because we're dependent on God each day in our lives, in everything we do, nothing that we do is notThat can be done on our own without God.
因为我们活着每一天做的每一件事情，没有一件能够靠着自己来完成，而都是我们的神托住了我们。
And with that in mind, Hebrews 11:6 tells us, "And without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him."
明白这一点呢，我们就可以看希伯来书十一章第六节，人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
Now you see the story of Hannah, the reason why I give you such a long introduction of faith is because the story of Hannah is definitely one of a great example of living by faith.
我为什么讲了这么半天，什么叫做信心呢？因为我想告诉大家，在圣经当中，哈拿的故事就是一个凭着信心生活的很好的例子。
And Hannah lives in a difficult period in the history of Israel, because at the end of the book of Judges, if you have not known, the Israelites have fallen into idolatry and did everything according to what their own eyes desire.
哈拿生活在以色列历史上一个比较困难的时期，当时处于士师时代的末期，以色列民又开始拜偶像，并且个人照着自己的心意所行。
It is in this dark period that the sovereign and merciful God will once again deliver hope to Israel as we come into the book of Samuel.
那么到撒母耳记上这卷书的背景呢，这个时候我们掌管万有的大有怜悯的神正要赐给以色列民希望。
God will raise up a son from Hannah by the name of Samuel to be the prophet and judge, to restore and lead Israel back to God.
上帝要从哈拿兴起一个儿子来做先知、做士师，带领以色列民回到上帝的身边。
However, before Samuel was born, there is a problem here.
但是呢，我们看到在撒母耳出生之前有一个问题。
Hannah's life was compounded with more misery because she was barren. She was not able to give birth. And this is an ultimate humiliation to any woman living in those days.
问题是什么呢？就是哈拿她的生活当中有很多愁闷，很多愁苦，因为她不能生育。这对于生活在那个时代的以色列女子来说是一个很大的耻辱。
Samuel was the hope that Israel needed, but of course Hannah was not able to give birth. So there is a problem in that.
撒母耳是以色列的希望，他也是以色列民正需要的，但是问题是哈拿却不能生育。
Of course she doesn't know about this. She doesn't know that Samuel is going to be the hope. But yet, clearly, like all women in those days, they desire a son, you know, to carry on the legacy of the family.
当然了，哈拿不知道撒母耳会有这样的使命，但是很正常，那个时代的女子，或者说许多女子都渴望有一个儿子。
So she only desires, her only desire is to have a son in her life.
所以哈拿唯一的愿望就是希望能有一个儿子。
And in this story, we see the extraordinary faith shown by Hannah as she lives through this difficult and humiliating circumstances.
在这个故事当中，我们就看到哈拿在如此困难、耻辱的环境当中，是怎么样活出一种非常有信心的生活。
Now the passage begins with a man whose name is Elkanah, and he had two wives, Peninnah and Hannah. Now of the two wives, Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none.
在这篇经文的开头，我们可以看到有一个人名字叫做以利加拿，他有两个妻子，一个妻子是皮尼拿有儿女，另外一个妻子是哈拿，她却不生育。
Now when you read the Bible, you will probably be familiar that this is not the first time we're introduced to a story of a barren wife. Because in the Old Testament, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and even Samson's mother all experienced similar situation. While in the New Testament, Elizabeth, who is the mother of John the Baptist too, were barren. But eventually, all these women conceived and gave birth to significant individuals in the kingdom of God.
大家对这样的故事肯定是不陌生的，因为在圣经当中有好几个类似的故事，就是妻子不能生育，比如说亚伯拉罕，还有以撒、雅各，甚至参孙他的妈妈都是不能生育。在新约呢，我们可以看到伊丽莎白她也是不生育，但是结果是他们最后都生了孩子，而且是在神国当中被重用的人。
Now, despite of Hannah's barrenness, we are told that her husband loved her more than Peninnah, who had given him children.
虽然说哈拿不生育，但是她的丈夫爱她胜过爱皮尼拿。皮尼拿就是那个有孩子的妻子。
We know this because her husband would give her double portion during the time of sacrifice, as it is written in verse 5.
这个我们怎么知道呢？就是在第五节经文当中，以利加拿给哈拿的祭肉是双份的。
Now, similar to the situation of Sarah and Hagar in Genesis, Sarah was a barren wife of Abraham, but Sarah told Abraham to sleep with Hagar, the maidservant, in order to fulfill God's promise to Abraham.
在圣经当中，夏甲和撒拉他们的境况有相似的地方，但是撒拉呢，让亚伯拉罕去跟夏甲同房，这样可以得一个上帝应许的孩子。
When Hagar was given this opportunity, she would torment Sarah because she was not able to conceive.
但是夏甲果然生了孩子呢，她就受到了撒拉的苦待，因为撒拉不能生育。
Now the situation again happens in the account of Jacob with his wives Leah and Rachel.
相同的情况又发生在雅各的家里，他的两个 太太，一个是拉杰，一个是利亚。
So the one who is able to give birth, in the Bible, especially as we seen to these two examples, are the ones who would torment the ones who were not able.
那么在这几个相似的故事当中，我们都看到那个能生孩子的，往往是会去苦待不能生孩子的。
So you see, having an heir, having a son, is a very important thing in those days, because it carries the legacy of the family. But there's also an issue of inheritance.
在对于一个家庭来说，有一个继承人非常的重要，他不仅是继承遗产，同时也是一个家庭的延续。
This picture of inheritance is especially shown very clearly in the book of Ruth. When Naomi's two sons died, she was left without a land, with no inheritance at all, because she had no son to inherit the land.
在路德记这个故事里面，她的婆婆拿俄米两个儿子都去世了，这样拿俄米就没有任何的土地，没有任何的财产。
And of course, as you think about this, one who can conceive, one who is able to give birth, will probably have a great sense of pride and honor in them, and would normally be the one who is loved more and given more attention. But the Bible tells us that this is not the case.
通常情况下，能生孩子的妻子往往得到更多的爱，更多的关怀。但是在这个故事里面情况却不一样。
Penina was not loved, but Hannah was, as verse 6 tells us. And because of jealousy, Penina used this opportunity to provoke Hannah grievously.
Hannah 的丈夫呢更爱哈拿，虽然说皮尼拿生孩子，但是皮尼拿对待哈拿却是非常的恶劣，总是故意的激动她，让她生气。
But if we take a closer look at this barrenness of Hannah, why Hannah cannot conceive, the text suggests that it was no accident that she was barren, because why? God closed her womb.
让我们仔细看一下经文，哈拿为什么不生育呢？这不是一个意外，而是耶和华不让她生育。
This is of course written in verse 6 if you read through it.
在第六节，有很明写的非常明确。
So this suggests that it was a deliberate work of God that she was not able to give birth, and the question to that is why?
那很明显了，是耶和华不让哈拿生育。那么为什么呢？
Why did God put her in such a situation?
为什么耶和华神要把哈拿放在这样的境地当中呢？
Didn't God give the command to be fruitful and multiply in Genesis?
难道上帝没有吩咐我们要生养众多吗？
But for whatever reasons it may be that we were not told, God certainly know that he is what he is doing, just as he put Israel through the hardship in Egypt. You know, we can ask that question too. Why? You know.
不管说是因为什么原因，上帝一直都知道他在做什么。就像我们会去问为什么上帝要把以色列人弄到埃及，让他们受苦呢？
No, sometimes God chooses to allow His people to suffer momentarily before delivering them in spectacular fashion.
有的时候，上帝在用很奇妙的方式拯救一个人的时候，在那之前会让他经历短暂的苦难。
This was the example in how God delivering Israel from Egypt.
就像上帝在拯救以色列民出埃及的时候，这就是一个这样的例子。
So as years gone by, Hannah became more depressed over her situation, and also because of Peninnah's constant provocation.
这些年过去了，哈拿的不生育这个情况没有改变，他的愁苦增多，同时也因为皮尼拿常常与他作对，让他生气。
Think about her situation. It is hard enough for her to have to share her husband with some another woman, but yet this woman is the one who is constantly, perhaps every day, telling her that you are not able to conceive. You are such a loser in that sense.
让我们想想哈拿的境遇，和另外一个女人分享自己的丈夫已经是非常的痛苦了，而这个女人呢，还常常的让她生气，可能每天都在告诉她说：“你看，你不能生育，你就是一个失败者。”
However, in spite of Hannah's suffering, one thing we have to note here in the Bible is that, despite of her suffering, she did not become bitter.
但是，哈拿虽然受了这么多苦，她却没有怨恨神。
She did not curse God for her situation.
她没有因为她自己的境况去咒骂神。
Or she did not question God outwardly for the trouble that she is in.
而且她也没有去挑战神到底是不是在困境当中与她同在。
And if you think about it, this is such a contrast to what people today may think.
你仔细想想，就会发现这个和咱们今天的人所做的事情形成很大的对比呀。
You know, there are many who today went through suffering and hardships and quickly become very bitter over their situation.
很多人在今天，很多人在苦难的环境当中，就开始变得满心愁苦，甚至怨恨神。
And this is a great example from the Bible to tell us, especially as Christians.That example of Hannah showing us that even though one goes through suffering, yet one doesn't have to become bitter.
Hannah's 故事是一个非常好的例子。虽然说基督徒会遇到苦难，但是却没有必要去怨恨神。
So she did not become bitter. She did not curse God. And what did she do instead?Each year she would come before God by going to the house of the Lord, which of course we also know as the house of prayer. You know, she would go to church each year, you know, she would pray.
好，那么哈拿她没有去怨恨神，也没有咒骂神，她做了什么呢？就是每年她都要去耶和华的殿中。我们知道耶和华的殿同时也是祷告的殿。
You see, suffering did not lead her away from God.Instead, it only brought her closer to God.
苦难没有让她远离神，相反让她与神更加靠近。
And I think this is a great posture and an attitude that we must learn and develop as well in our own lives.
我想这也是我们在我们的生活当中应该学习去培养和去培养的一种态度。
Because you may not go through sufferings or hardships at this point in time, you may not go through a difficult moment in your life right now, but there may come a time where you will, or you might. So, what do you do then?
可能你现在没有遭遇什么苦难，但是以后会这样。那么真的苦难来了的时候，你会怎么办呢？
So I think this is a perfect, a great example for us to see the posture of Hannah and how he come before God, how she come before God each time, each year. You know, she come before her faithfully, despite the situation that she's in.
所以哈拿是我们很好的一个例子，他在这样的苦难当中，他仍然每年都要去耶和华的殿里面去敬拜神，让我们看到他对神是怎样的态度。
As we continue with the story, it says in the meantime, during a family celebration, Hannah was so sad that she could not eat or drink in this celebration, and her good-hearted but insensitive husband tried to console her.
在这个故事的后面，也就是在哈拿一家在吃喝的时候，在庆祝的时候，哈拿非常的悲伤，她的丈夫好心想要安慰她，但是却对哈拿的需要不是很敏感。
If you think about it, how sad must you be before you are not even able to eat or drink? You know, this is almost towards a situation of depression in her life.That she's not able to drink. All she can think of is how sad and how troubled she is that she was not able to give birth.
你想想，如果你悲伤到了一个吃不下饭、喝不下东西的情况，那是多么大的一种愁苦呢？像哈拿，她在她当时的情况当中，非常的悲伤愁苦，因为她不能生育。
And of course, her husband, who had a good heart tried to console her, but yet his remark was quite insensitive because he said, "Am I not worth more than 10 sons to you?"
哈拿的丈夫比较神经大条，虽然说他想要安慰他的妻子，但他说的话也不是很对路子。他说：“有我不比十个儿子还好吗？”
It almost seems to suggest that he's trying to say that, well, you don't need 10 sons, you know, I'm good enough for you, right?
他就说：“你何必要十个儿子呢？我不是很好吗？”
He clearly did not understand her need or desire, and so this did not help her at all.
很明显了，哈拿的丈夫没有明白哈拿的需要，她的愿望。那他说的话呢，也没有起到安慰哈拿的作用。
And I can tell you from the perspective of a husband, I do that sometimes too. And Amanda will probably tell you that.
可能我是一个做丈夫的，我有的时候也这样。可能我的太太 Amanda 就可以跟你讲讲。
Okay. So, but see, despite of that, you know, Hannah left early and went to the temple to pray, and she wept bitterly.
那哈拿来到耶和华的殿的门口就哭，痛痛的哭泣。
So she left the celebration early to go to the temple to pray and wept. And in her dire needs, she did not resort to her own means, but she went to God. She did not try to do something on her own, but she just commit her problems to God.
哈拿在全家庆贺的时候，他离开的稍微早了一点。那么他来到耶和华的殿门口去哭泣，他非常的悲伤，他流了许许多多的眼泪。
In her prayer, she called upon God by using the title Lord of Hosts.
但是呢，他没有寻求人的方法，他寻求的是神的方法，并且他称呼神，他是这样称呼：万军之耶和华。
The title Lord of Hosts invokes God's, refers to God's dominion over his rival, over anyone, over all the different authority and power in this world.
这个称呼显明了什么呢？就是神具有掌管万有的绝对主权。
And this title is often used during a period of war when the Israelites call upon God.So Hannah is using this same title.
这个称呼什么时候常用呢？就是以色列民在打仗的时候，他经常用。那么哈拿在这里向神祷告的时候，也用了同样的称呼。
Because she realized and she knew that God's power is greater than any spiritual authority in this world.
因为哈拿知道神的能力要大过一切属灵的领袖。
And also notice that she called herself a servant 3 times in a prayer and made a vow with the Lord that she will give up her son to the work of the Lord if God will give her a son. And this son will be a Nazarite.
她在祷告的时候三次称呼自己为婢女，并且在神面前许愿，就说如果你赐给我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，而且他会成为一个拿撒勒人。
So notice that she did not want the son because it would bring her comfort, but she wants a son so that she can give him up to the work of God.
她向神求一个儿子，不是为了让自己得安慰，而是要把这个儿子献给神。
What an amazing declaration from this woman of faith.
这是一个多么伟大的信仰的宣告啊！
And you see Hannah's passionate prayer continues to a greater degree when the passage described her speaking in her heart where her lips were moved but her voice was not heard.
Hannah 的祷告非常动情，甚至到了这样的程度，心中默祷，只动嘴唇，不出声音。
She was pouring out so much tears in her prayer as she prayed. She was crying, she was pouring out so much tear and grief that she could no longer speak.out, but only in her heart.
Hannah 流了许许多多眼泪，在神面前倾心吐意，甚至到了没有办法用嘴唇去说话的程度。
In her passionate prayer, Eli, who was the priest of the temple, saw Hannah praying with her mouth open, but her voice was not heard. So, what did he do? He misunderstood her action and thought that she was drunk.
那么祭司以利呢，看到哈拿祷告时只动嘴唇不出声音，还以为他是喝醉了呢。
As we are introduced to the character of Eli here, who is the high priest in the temple, we see here that Eli was portrayed as one who lacks judgment and unable to distinguish appearance from reality, even though he was the high priest of the temple.
我们在圣经里面知道，以利这个祭司呢，他虽然说是神的殿的大祭司，但是他却缺乏一种判断力，做出一些不分是非的事情。
Now, despite of his status as a spiritual leader, Eli is consistently depicted in a few passages of Samuel as one who is actually spiritually blind.
在撒母耳记后面的几章，我们可以看到以利这个祭司，他在他自己的信仰中有很多的盲点。
As you look at Hannah's response, being wrongly accused by Eli, she remained composed and explained her situation. She did not try to yell at Eli, or she did not try to argue with him, but rather she remained composed and explained herself.
那以利呢，也把哈拿给看错了。人家本来是在祷告，但是他说哈拿是喝醉了酒。哈拿没有生气，也没有跟他喊，就是很平静的跟他说他是怎么回事。
And she was also very respectful in her reply by calling Eli Lord while maintaining her own status as a servant.
而且哈拿向以利表达出了很大的尊敬，因为他管以利叫做主。那么这样就是显明自己的地位是婢女。
Now, once Eli learned the true nature of Hannah's actions, he responded with his blessings and validated her prayer with a wish.And from then, Hannah's expression changed, and she was no longer sad.
以利弄清楚情况以后，就给了哈拿祝福，并且也说愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。这样哈拿回去以后，脸上就不再有愁容了。
And finally, we see in the next morning, Hannah and her husband rose and went to worship the Lord. And when they returned, her husband slept with her, and not long after she conceived because the Lord remembered her.
第二天早上，哈拿他们一家就起来，在耶和华面前敬拜，后来就回去了。他的先生以利加拿和哈拿同房，很快哈拿就怀孕了，也就是耶和华神纪念了哈拿的祷告。
Let it be known to us that the Lord always remembered.The prayers of his people, he always remembered his people because he himself had made a covenant with them.
我们要记得我们的主，我们的神记得他的子民的祷告，因为他与我们立了约。
The phrase God remembers can be seen in many instances in the Bible, but let us not think that just the fact because God's, the Bible says God remembersSimply means that he had forgotten before or anything like that.
神纪念人的祷告，他的子民的祷告，在圣经当中有很多例子。但是我们要区别，神说神纪念祷告，并不意味着说之前他忘记了。
God doesn't forget anything at all.
神没有忘记任何事情。
But the reason why the Bible tells us God remembers is to give us comfort and assurance to know that each time we come before God.God hears our prayers. He remembers our prayers.
那为什么在圣经里面要说神纪念了人的祷告呢？其实是要给我们信心和确据，就是我们的祷告是蒙神垂听的。
And as Hannah's prayer of faith was answered, she bore a son and named him Samuel, for she said, "I asked for him from the Lord."
在哈拿的祷告。蒙神应允之后，哈拿就给他的儿子起名叫做撒摩尔，意思是这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
This was a long-awaited son whom Hannah had been praying year after year after year.
这个儿子真是姗姗来迟。我们知道哈拿求这个儿子求了很多年。
And she was made to wait all these years without knowing why, but she waited patiently.Each year and without remaining bitter.
这么多年哈拿一直在等待，也不知道为什么要花这么长时间，但是她从来都没有怨恨神。
You see, having waited such a long time for her son, she would soon have to give him up to the Lord because she made a vow.
儿子终于盼来了，但是哈拿马上把他献给了神，因为他曾经在耶和华面前许愿。
This reminds us of the story of Abraham and Isaac. Remember when Sarah was barren and waited so many years, God gave Abraham Isaac. But soon after Isaac was born, God tested him and asked him to sacrifice Isaac.
这让我们想起来亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。以撒这个儿子也是亚伯拉罕和撒拉等了很多年才来的，但是他出生以后，神很快就给他们一个测试，看他们愿不愿意把儿子献给他。
The only difference in this story is that God did not ask Hannah to give Samuel to him, but Hannah was the one who initiated it. She's the one who wanted Samuel to be given up to the Lord.
在哈拿的故事里呢，耶和华神并没有让哈拿把儿子献给他，但是哈拿在祷告的时候就自己向神许愿，说愿意把儿子献给神。
And when the time comes, she kept her promise and gladly dedicated Samuel to the Lord's service.
在儿子出生以后，哈拿就守自己的愿望，并且很高兴地让儿子去服侍神。
As you look at this story, we have covered this story pretty much. But as you look at this story, and as you have seen through some of the examples of it, this passage clearly teaches us that true power is to be found not in one's position in society, but in one's posture before God.
这个故事给我们一个很好的例子，就是真正的力量不来自于人在社会上的地位高低，而是来自于他对于神是什么样的态度。
You know, Eli, who possessed spiritual competence or considered a spiritual giant because of his office as a priest, because he was a priest, was actually in fact a spiritual midget because he couldn't even he misunderstood Hannah and he was spiritually blind in seeing Hannah's situation.
以利在属灵方面是个大人物，但是他做的事情并没有显示出他是大人物，而显示出他是无足轻重，因为他常常不辨是非。在哈拿的这个例子上，他也看错。
Man, he was supposed to be a man of God. He was supposed to be the priest, you know. And you see, his family was a disgrace to God because his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were also priests of Israel after him, but they were so corrupted that God had to put an end to their lives.
以利是个祭司，是个神人，但是呢，他却做了很多羞辱神之名的事情。他的两个儿子何弗尼和菲尼哈非常的腐化，以至于被耶和华神所杀灭。
And God rejected the family of Eli, but instead appointed Samuel to take over as the position of the priest and judge.
神拒绝了以利一家，但是让撒摩尔去做以色列的祭司和士师。
So you see, the real spiritual powerhouse of this passage was indeed a woman who, in those days, was considered a lesser status than men.
在这个故事里面，谁是属灵的大人物呢？其实是哈拿。她虽然说是一个女子，在社会上的地位不高。
She was not only a woman, but also an infertile woman, which makes her reputation even lowlier, makes her even more humiliating.
而且她不生育，让她的地位显得更低。
But despite of that, Hannah knew God, and she understood that true power comes from the Lord, as exemplified through her prayer. She knew the power of God. She knew who God is in her life.
但是哈拿认识神，他也知道真正的力量来自于神，他知道神是谁。
And as we look at this passage, we are once again reminded of Paul's word in 1 Corinthians 1:27. It says, God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong.
我想我们在读这篇经文的时候，也会想到保罗在哥林多前书1:27说过的话：神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧；又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧。
Never doubt that just because you are weak or insignificant, that God cannot use you in this world.
不要觉得自己很软弱，或者说在社会上没有什么地位，没有什么影响力，神就不能使用你。
Because as you read the Bible, more than once, God uses those who are considered weak, those who are despised, those who are nothing in this world to shame the wise, to shame those who are in higher status.
不止一次，圣经上有这样的例子，神拣选的是那个愚拙的、软弱的，并且拣选这些人，相反让那有智慧的、强壮的羞愧。
But of course, in God's eyes, all of us are in actual fact weak in comparison to Him. That is why none of us here can boast in our own strength.
当然了，和神相比，我们每一个人都是软弱的。我们没有一个人能够靠着自己的力量去夸耀。
And Hannah understood her position as she continues to seek God time and time again, year and year after each year.
哈拿知道自己的处境，自己的地位，但是他却一次又一次，一年又一年的去寻求神。
And even when it seems that year after year there was no sign of anything, yet she continues to come before God, to pray to God.
这么多年过去了，甚至在很多时候连什么人是一点迹象都没有，但是哈拿一直去到神面前向他祷告，去寻求神。
So let us learn from this lowly person in Hannah.
所以让我们向这个哈拿这个卑微的人学习。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our time. Again, we pray the Lord as we continue to read from your word, we are given so many examples of people.Who are despised in this world, yet you choose to use them.
亲爱的天父，再一次感谢你，在我们敬拜的时间与我们同在。主啊，我们在读你的话的时候，我们明白，许多这世上瞧不起的人，相反，你给他们力量。
And we thank you for reminding us that you remember our prayers. You remember us as we are yours.
感谢你纪念我们，纪念我们的祷告，并且纪念我们是你的人。
And this may serve as a comfort and assurance to us when we are in trouble, when we needed the Lord. We know that God will answer us.
求主让我们记住这一切，成为我们的安慰，成为我们的确据，让我们知道在何样的境地当中，我们都有你这样一位神。
Thank you and ask all this in Jesus' name.
感谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。阿门。